So let's talk about your glitch journey in the money matrix, because we talk about this all the time. I mean, money right now is just a confidence game. It always has been. Every fiat currency in human history has failed. Talk about your thoughts on where we're at in the current system with the current cycles. What's going on with money?
So let's start with what is money? Money is debt. And inside the fiat system, money is debt. It's merely a representation that the United States or any other government entity owns owes money to the central banks or some sort of banking entity. And what we do with our taxes is we pay off the interest that's accrued by this money that's printed out of thin air. This happens through fractional reserve banking, fractional reserve lending, and it's absolutely disgusting. Why? Because there's more fake money in circulation than actual deposits or even cash. That's why they're trying to get rid of cash, not just because of anonymity, but because there's so much inflated nonsense out there that if people were to go to banks and start redeeming stuff, every bank would go bust. Every single one. So they need to remove cash out of the system so that nobody can do what? Bank run. It's the next step. The next step is, how do we avoid bank runs? We avoid bank runs by having no cash, no ability to go anywhere except outside of our ecosystem. So now what's happening with money is that money before, so for example, let's start with the history. What is money? Money is debt. 1912, there was a banking crisis caused by the bankers in order to introduce what? The Federal Reserve Act of 1913 by Woodrow Wilson, one of the most globalist corrupt presidents in American history. He actually believed that the Constitution of the United States was a living organism, that it was adapted and changeable based on the times, and that people did not have natural fundamental human rights, but that their rights were given to them by the government. Therefore, the guy did not believe in the Constitution. So imagine a president of the United States who does not believe in the constitutional rights of its citizens now introduces a fiat banking system that allows bankers to fractionalize money. So take $100,000, you deposit it, they create $900,000 out of thin air. But the problem was, at that point, gold was still pegged to the dollar. So what would happen? They would have the bank deposits, or they would have the gold deposits, and then they would have the bank deposits as a proof of the deposits of gold. But what the bankers started doing, scumbags, is they started printing more proof receipts than actual gold in the banks. So the French realized, the British realized, they started funneling a ton of paper. They flew over to America, or excuse me, they
took their ships.
They took their ships over to America and started redeeming at the banks all this fake paper for real gold. So now all the people who actually deposited the gold were left with nothing. At that point, 1971, gold standard removed. Now, print. Unlimited money, because it's no longer based on the gold standard, which was the only thing constitutional, by the way. Gold is supposed to back the dollar. This is a constitutional right, but people don't even understand that. That's been taken away.
Stripped.
So the system that we live in right now is a fiat system. It is a debt-based system. All the money that you have in your bank account right now does not belong to you. It does not belong to you. That's why I appreciate that you're an advocate for Bitcoin, that you're a fan of Bitcoin, because regardless of what happens with Bitcoin, you still have your Bitcoin. You still own it. The issue is, nowadays, it's still denominated in dollars. Because of the value that the dollar still has, even though it's intrinsically perceived. Why does it have such a heavy impact? In my opinion, the only thing keeping America running right now is the iron fist, the military power. If you look at the Roman Empire, before they collapsed, they went on a war spree. They went on a war spree to save their empire. So once your innovation is dead, right? Once your civilization is stupid, which is, look at America, bro. Fucking dumb fucks
TikTok,
everywhere.
TikTok, bioweapon.
Now, the only way to sustain your society is through brute force. So build the biggest army, the baddest army, and then go fight for freedom in different countries that are trying to rebel against you. Whether it's Afghanistan, Libya, or whatever these countries are, just say, hey, we got weapons of mass destruction in that country. Let's go invade, nuke their currency, and make sure that...
Take their resources.
Take their resources and make sure that America can keep running the scam a few more years. Part of me understands it because global powers are trying to do it in every angle. You look 100%. At right now, China, Russia, India, they're forming BRICS.
Talk about what just happened with China, Russia, you know.
So Aramco just signed a deal with Kenya that you would actually start to be able, that Kenya could actually buy with Kenyan currency
oil
as opposed to US dollars. And the Kenyan president just announced, telling all his citizens, get rid of your US dollars right now, it's going to zero. When in history has that happened? Only a couple times. Unless I recollect,
it's Bretton Woods. Bretton Woods 1, 2, and this is 3.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. So now we're in a situation where banks are imploding, and I think they're imploding by design. I don't think that this is, oh, oops. This is all by design.
Is it because they want to consolidate the power to the big four?
I don't know if just the big four. I don't think that's enough. I think that there needs to be more banks. But they definitely want to introduce, they want to take away the small amount of confidence that has been built inside of crypto.
Sure.
Because there is confidence and there is momentum and there is movement. They have to kill crypto and introduce CBDCs, and they have to kill cash.
100%.
So what do they have to do? They have to introduce systems that show that the current ecosystem is unsafe. So crypto, unsafe. Let's introduce a Trojan horse like Sam Bankman-Fried, fund his ass, get him propped up, get the little vegan autistic kid to run the show, make it look good, altruistic as fuck, and then we'll just scam.
Wow.
And we'll just run it that way. And dude, if you don't think the CIA is out here running psyops on crypto in order to destabilize it, you're wrong. It's absolutely happening, but it's not only happening in the crypto land, it's also happening in every other global currency that is trying to compete with the United States.
Sure.
But we also have to understand it from this side of the aisle.
Yeah.
Think about all the guys that are worth tens of billions of dollars secretly inside of America that want, that need to preserve and conserve their wealth, and most of their wealth is in dollars. These guys are gonna go to war for their money.
100%.
They're gonna go to war for their purchasing power. Yeah. So what you're seeing right now is you're seeing the big dogs move. And we are just witnessing it. Like I told you before, bro, the dollar is going to zero. It's worth zero. The money that you have in your bank account now is just laughing stock. Might as well just spend it and invest it in yourself to position yourself for when the new currency resets. Because at this point, there's no turning back, bro.
Yeah.
Fed now's launching. CBDCs are launching. The digital yuan's already out. Shit's crazy, dude. It's absolute bananas. So I know why you fuck with Bitcoin. And there's a thesis there as to why you may be right. The only thing that fucks with me with Bitcoin, I'll be honest with you, is the amount of liquidity that's out in the market versus how small the crypto space is. It's so easy for somebody like Fidelity to come in and just buy the entire crypto market out in a day.
I mean, if you own Bitcoin, wouldn't that be a great thing for you?
It's insane. Yeah, you would push it.
Or a central bank if they started buying Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So your whole positioning right now, and we've talked about this, is you are literally dumping all of your money into yourself.
All
you've been doing. You're not in crypto anymore. Okay.
And after what happened with USDC, I was like, the fuck am I relying on another company to hold my money? These motherfuckers can't even hold my money in a bank that is obviously a piece of shit.
When it depegged.
Like, you guys can't even hold the money in a super safe bank.
Yeah.
And now I'm supposed to say, oh, this is shit's pegged to the dollar, but it wasn't pegged to the dollar.
Yeah.
Because you guys lost your deposits. So why trust USDC at this point anyway, if you guys clearly didn't even follow your own protocols and your risk is absolute shit? You had a ton of money, tons of digits, inside one bank.
Yeah.
Makes no sense. Might as well be a custodian of my own stuff. At this point, dude, self-investing everything. Because I know what this currency will be worth in the next 8 years. Nothing.
So in your opinion, you think most people should position themselves in a way to build a personal brand, create a massive influence for themselves, to have positioning when the new world order takes place? Because you think all money is going to zero, and maybe including Bitcoin.
I mean, Bitcoin, if you denominate it in Bitcoin, it's Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's just
Bitcoin. If you denominate it in dollars, then whatever. I mean, if the dollar continues to inflate, the price compared to Bitcoin will go up.
Yes.
I mean, that's just naturally how it's going to happen. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen, because you don't know the market conditions, or if every country unanimously says ban Bitcoin, or they make it super hard, or they crack down on all the exchanges like they've been cracking down on them in an organized way over the last month. So I'm in a situation right now where it doesn't even have to be personal brand. I'm just doing personal brand because it's easy for me and it's something that I enjoy doing. But for anybody, it needs to be position yourself for the next global reset, because it's coming, dude.
Yeah.
It's happening. What do you think the industrial revolutions are? Have you not studied the second industrial revolution? Mm. Where we introduced steam, iron. But back in the day, everybody was clocking in 18, 19 hours. But you were 4 or 5 years old. You were working in a factory. That was the industrial revolution.
Jesus.
Nowadays, they don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
They have robots. They have artificial intelligence. You are cattle. Mm-hmm. You are expendable energy. That's how they view you. If you don't think that the highest people in society view you this way, then you haven't met them yet. Mm. Because that's exactly how they view you. You are expendable cattle. You are energy. You are here for us to live better. Mm. That is the entire premise of this. And the entire financial scheme is based on this understanding that it's easier to have a compliant slave that you give them a couple treats and they slave away for you their entire life, than to beat the slave into submission. Mm. Because a half-beaten slave that is half-fed isn't going to perform.
Yeah.
So what do they say? Well, let's give them democracy. Let's give them choice. And let's introduce a fake currency into the system that basically is going to give us the ability to build a really great country or big country off of what? An illusion. Something printed out of thin air. And people will slave their entire lives away over things that were clicked on and printed. So they realized we no longer have to force people into slavery. We can just deceive them into slavery. Mm. And Sun Tzu said it best. He said, the art of war is the art of deception. It's not the art of fighting. It's not the art of going head to head against your enemy. It's the art of deception. And most people don't realize that they've been lied to. Mm. Mark Twain said it best. It said, it's easier to fool somebody than to convince them that they've been fooled. So it's easier to lie to somebody and then buy the lie than for you to tell them, bro, you've been lied to. Do you believe it? No, why? Because they have ego.
Yeah.
And you have to get rid of that ego and understand that what you've been told, what you've been taught has been programmed by other people so that they can take advantage of you. And it's in self-education, self-custody, self-management, and self-education where you can actually become free. Because you can have a ton of Bitcoin, you can have a ton of currency, but if you don't know how the world's working, if you don't know what's next, if you're not connected, if you're not networking, if you're not positioned, you're going to get fucked. Money is nothing. So if money is all you have, then you don't have much.